Blessings of Light. Blessings of Light. And welcome tonight to this, the fourth class, Astrophysics 1-4. This is the last class in this four-class series, Over the Rainbow. Tonight we're going to give you another tool. And understand, what we are giving you is spiritual tools for your ability to stay maintained and attuned on the path. Maintenance and attunement is the key to success on the path. On the path to enlightenment, on the path to your higher consciousness, on the path to your success in the world, whether it be business, in relationships, in spiritual matters. Whatever the case may be, it takes the persistent determination of one whose mind will not waver from the goal. Once you set your mind upon your goal, it should be worthy of a continuation of your time. You have been practicing now for many weeks. You have learned both your strengths and your weaknesses during this time. You are now beginning to understand that you need to have more discipline. There is no way you can assimilate and demonstrate this in this short period. And when I say this, I mean this training, this 9-month experience over the rainbow. I want to say thank you for all of you that have been with us, and for those that have just came in this last class open to the public, I also congratulate you and thank you for coming this night. Blessings of light and welcome. We know that this is a great step for a quantum leap in consciousness, a new direction to higher truth, to the development of your suttas or spiritual powers. The first discipline related to you was the Rainbow Bridge. It is a discipline. It is a spiritual tool. It is a mystic power. It has mystical powers beyond that of the physical dimension. It is not confined just to material objects and forms. It is not confined to mind and the levels and expansion of mind, even to the infinite intelligence. Only spirit can contain this bridge of light to God. The Masters demonstrated the bridge. It's an abstract consciousness. Each color has a consciousness. Each color has awareness. Each color has vibration. Each color has a deep understanding and psychic power within it. It will open to you now as you continue and deepen in your practice, in your goal to God consciousness and self-mastery. Continue your breath control, your various breath techniques. This is something not for just the week we have passed, but now till the end of this course. If you do not determine anything else, determine that you will persist with the disciplines at least till the end of this course. But I must tell you the truth. Some of these disciplines do not unlock their secrets for years. It takes a daily, hourly, moment-to-moment living these teachings. It takes you living it. Live it. Practice your breath controls. Study. Have a strong inner strength by a conscious foundation of power within your consciousness, opening to you the spiritual gifts of God, lifting you in your Christ consciousness within, in your Master consciousness within. You are now walking with all the saints, masters, and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present. You are no longer alone. You have now began a journey to deeper and higher consciousness, a journey that will awaken in you the true self, your true nature. The gifts and the powers that God has for you, the creativeness within you, will be unlocked, come rushing forth. You will have to have self-determination and self-discipline. You will have to have the ability to transfer your attention from darkness to light, for you now turning darkness into light. Every time you give to the dark forces in anger or upset emotions, distorted thoughts, uncontrolled mind, wayward spirit, every time you give to the dark forces, they take some of your life, for they cannot eat from your source, God. They cannot be nourished by the food of heaven. God does not feed them any longer. They've been cast from the Godhead. They must try to steal your presence, your power, through forgetfulness, through past, through your weaknesses, through those areas of your consciousness you haven't yet refined. Always be on the alert. Be conscious. Be super conscious. But see, there is no fear, for God is with you. And when God is for you, who can be against you? Know that God is your secret partner, helping you every step of the way. God didn't stand at the top of the mountain and beckon the masters to come. He lived in them. He moved in them. He breathed in their very beingness, experiencing through them. You too can feel this presence of God experiencing in you as you. Meditation, the mantra, the breath, these are invaluable tools to the true seeker, to those that are really seeking the initiations into the higher states of consciousness. It takes time and effort. You must take time. You know, meditation should be done in a quiet place, an open place. Oh, if you had your own private mountaintop, wouldn't that be wonderful? Or if you had a nice little spot in the forest. Once I was living on the island of Maui, and a man had built a glass house up in the forest, just a platform with glass all around, and open in the top. And he went and he had a pillow in the center of this. And he had a canvas he could put over the top in case it rained, you see. But mostly wanted it open to the heavens. And he would go in there every day and meditate in that beautiful serenity, that quietude, in that little glass house in the woods. It was beautiful because where he was, he could look out over this beautiful valley and see these trees, see the flowers and the clouds moving by. It's important that you find a comfortable place to meditate. The more open, the better. But if you cannot find an open place, the edge of your bed will do. Keep it simple. I've seen some make their altars, their place of meditation, some gaudy shrine filled with this trinkets and that trinkets and these regalia and that regalia. Keep it simple. Keep your meditation place simple. Keep simple with God, like a child. You know, God's not impressed by anything you give Him. So you could give Him all your gold, you could give Him all your money, you could give Him all of your wealth that you've gained on the earth, you give Him all your wisdom, you could go out and you could find all the diamonds, you could give Him all the diamonds. Do you know, that wouldn't be anything, because God made those things. He already made those things. Those already belong to God, you see. But one thing you can give to God, and you can give to God in your meditation, is yourself. Because God gave you free will to give of yourself or not to give of yourself. We're giving these tools to you that you may find direction into this higher state of beingness. You may already be receiving messages and seeing lights and meeting spiritual guidance. This is the path. Many phenomena happen on this path. Light phenomena, voice phenomena, appearances. It is a powerful path. It is the mystic's path straight up the side of the mountain. It's for those that are determined to make it in this lifetime, to ascend in this life and break the life and death cycle. To break this cycle, let me give you another invaluable tool, a tool that we have used for many years we found invaluable in the management of the levels of consciousness, in the understanding of the light and the energy in the chakras, which we'll discuss this evening. The rainbow bridge, the chakras, and the path to enlightenment. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious. 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 We repeat it in repetition. We repeat it one word after another, like one word. For what we are doing is one movement, but what we are going to do is we're going to look at this movement with a rainbow eye. We're going to look at this movement on its levels of consciousness, on its planes of existence. We are going to look at the power of the rainbow bridge and how to use this power in your life. You may have already received the benefits of its correlation in your consciousness. You find yourself being able to do things easier and quicker because you have order and correlation within you. A constant repetition of the rainbow bridge gives this correlation, gives this ability to control your life stream, to be free. Freedom is responsibility. To break free from the bondage, the first step on the path to enlightenment is attention. 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 Attention has power at the root chakra. The root chakra. Now, the root chakra is at the base of the spine. Later in this lesson, I will go over a chart with you and show you this root chakra and the many other chakras as they relate to your body. But attention, the root chakra, the color red. Plant this firmly in your mind, this understanding of the correlation between these three elements of consciousness. This is an alchemy that you are performing. Understand it is spiritual alchemy, light and energy alchemy, consciousness alchemy. Spiritual consciousness in action with mental consciousness in action and with physical consciousness in action. Attention gives direction to the energy. Attention gives direction to the action. The action is the dispensing of energy through attention. Wherever you pay attention, that is where you energize. Understand, attention is energy. Now imagine this room as your attention. And in your room, you have your physical body. And so you pay attention to your physical body. You pay attention by looking at it, by smelling it, by tasting it, by feeling it, by hearing it. Through your senses, you pay attention to your physical body. Through your sensations, you pay attention to your physical body. Attention is energy, and as you pay attention to your body, you energize it. It is important that for health, that you pay attention to your body. Listen to your body and be aware of your body's talk. Understand, you are not leaving the physical. You are only expanding from this physical through the mental and into the spiritual realm, and then in fact transferring your attention from a physical focus to a spiritual focus of this same life. It is not a different life. You're not going to die and be born as something else. You're going to die to your old ways and be born to your new ways and find out that you are truly a child of God, an infant, a newborn creature. For we have started this new birth process by the study of the Rainbow Bridge and having you pay attention to it. By attention, energy. Attention on the breath, energy. Attention on the mantra, energy. The more attention you pay on the mantra, the more dynamic attention that you pay, the deeper power you will have, the higher you will ascend, the freer you will be in your mind. Attention gives you master control. Attention gives you willpower, desire direction, goal manifestation. You're seeking to now take this attention, like this room that has a physical attention. You also have emotional attention. Everything that you have a desire for, you have a line on. Concentrate upon your breath. Activate your awareness to the presence. Bring yourself presence with the I Am mantra. Impact the light consciousness. For the few words I'm saying are only the keys into universal mind, into infinite intelligence, will unlock in you the infinite intelligence, the universal mind, will unlock in you the deeper understanding, the true story of attention. When you pay attention to attention, you will then see where others' attention is. When someone comes in the room, when you are free in your witness state, your attention will go to where they pay attention. You will begin to understand people because you will see where they're at, not where you think they're at, not where you want them to be, but where they really are. The truth is so much better than the illusions and transitory images of non-reality. Come to the truth. See clearly. Practice attention. Take each step upon this path to enlightenment. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious, master conscious, Christ conscious, spirit conscious, God conscious. Take each aspect of this path to enlightenment and practice it. Tomorrow when you get up, be determined that you are going to practice attention. The next day, concentration. By next week, you will be 7 steps along this path. You will find that you have a dynamic power awakening in you. And soon this power will work for you. You will have improved concentration. You will find the tasks become quickly done, for the irrelevant will be eliminated as you become the master of attention. So the first step to the path to enlightenment is attention. Did you know that in the Western nations here, there's a big divorce rate? The reason for this divorce rate is one mate not paying attention to another. It's that simple. When we begin to give our energy, our attention to someone else, we take it away from others. Attention is energy. You can give to all in your allness, but so many times, attention gets bound up on one thin line. Understand, attention is just not one pinpoint of line going out from you. It's an expanding vibration that is in 365 degrees all about you. Attention taken to the level of 365 degrees, above, below, on the left, on the right, in front and back, is clairvoyant power. So by developing your attention, you develop your clairvoyance. You have ability of penetration and focus. Attention is energy, and wherever you pay attention, that's where you will go. Whatever you pay attention to, you will energize. Now the second step on this path to enlightenment is called concentration. Concentration. This is at the spleen chakra and the color orange. At the spleen chakra and the color orange. Without concentration, there is no limitation to attention. Concentration develops focus. When you have concentration, you do not lose your focus. To stay focused, you must be concentrated awake and aware. Many people are half asleep. They're half asleep to their physical or their emotional or their mental nature, only partially awakened to their senses, only partially awakened to their thinking mind and deeper aspects of consciousness, and wholly unaware of God's presence and the angels of light and masters of light that walk with us right here upon this earth. Because their attention is fixed in a limited focus, when you unbind this attention, when you give freedom to your attention, when your attention has the ability to concentrate and expand, when you can take your focus and focus on the very smallest or the greatest, you will begin to understand the power of concentration. Concentration attaches lines to you. In Hawaii, they call these lines aka lines, lines of energy that attach you to an object and the object to you. If you have a car and you say, my car, there's a line from you to your car. So that means you're a little strung out on your car. Every time you leave it, that attention line is still there, even though it is not at the conscious level, it drops just below the level of consciousness. You say, my wife or my husband, my money, my food, my clothes, my furniture, my career, my God. This is a very limited state, I mean, my consciousness. Concentration is freed when you raise it to the spiritual level, the all-encompassing oneness of God, the super-conscious level of concentration, expanded and fully awake and fully aware. Say to yourself right now, my mind is becoming fully awake and fully aware. Pay attention to your brain and then concentrate on the mind that is coming on the brain. This is a mind of light and it flushes light across the brain. Now notice how you are feeling your head by the increase of attention and concentration there. You've also activated the third aspect of the path to enlightenment. You have been observing your attention and your concentration manifested within the brain and the mind. Now look at this mind and see that this mind is not only touching your brain, but is now reaching out and touching all brains. All human brains, all bird brains, all animal brains, all fowl and fish brains are being touched. All the mind that is in all the flowers, the mind that's in the rocks, the mind that's in the wind, and in the sea, and in the earth, and in the fire. Your mind touches all minds, and all minds touches your mind. There is only one mind. There are many brains and many receivers, but there is but one mind, total, whole, and all. In concentration, you are expanding and contracting in mind. You are moving energy, emoting movement of energy. Concentration has movement of energy. Now let me give you a little story that will bring you the abstract principle of concentration. Understand the principle behind these words. Once there was a man and he had a rock. He also had a bucket. He took this bucket and he took this rock and he took them out to the side of his house. Every day for a year, he walked out and he threw a bucket of water on the rock. At the end of the year, the rock didn't appear any smaller, but he did have a wet rock and mushy ground. So the next year, he said, I'm going to try another experiment with this rock and this bucket. And he poked a little hole in the bucket. Drop by drop, day after day, he filled the bucket and it dropped on the rock. At the end of the year, he had a hole in the rock. concentration is penetration when focused. Concentration gives penetration when focused. It is the beginning of depth. Without concentration, you would have never learned your job. You would have never learned the ABCs, the 1-2-3s. You would have never learned English or geometry or geography or medicine or law or business or to love someone or to work in a working relationship in a marriage to stay concentrated. To be one with your creative power, to give it out, you know the power of concentration. All of these people, all of the people, not just these that I have named, but all of these people know the benefits of concentration. They have won in the society a place by demonstrating from a concentrated field. Whether it be an artist, a scientist, religion or business, or in education, or in politics, it takes concentration. When concentration, the second step on the path to enlightenment, take a whole day and practice being aware of and exercising your concentration. Now, the third step on the path to enlightenment is called observation. Now, observation is kind of active. It is looking around. It is not a witness state. It is an active state observing. You are observing. You're not getting into it. You are looking at it. You're not just seeing. You are looking. You are assertive, reaching out. So once you have placed your attention and you begin to concentrate it, to have power over the manifestation of your attention, you must have the ability of observation so that you can correct your trajectory, that you can guide. See, observation here at the Naval Center and the color yellow also gives us willpower. Our observation is an exercise in willpower, in the will to be open and receiving, in the will to give. Your willpower depends on your ability of observation. When you concentrate, you get control of desires and emotions. When you have observation, you get control of your thinking mind, reason and logic, your assumptions, your conclusions, your comparisons, your judgments, your opinions. All of these things are overcome, and they must be overcome for ascension on the path by observation. When you observe, you take in the consciousness of all the elements that is involved. You see clearly how it is all put together. It's only when you get into it and begin to take it apart that you lose the whole picture. Don't lose the whole picture in your mind. Learn this power of observation. Now, there's one simple technique that I'll give you to practice your power of observation. If you have a magazine or a daily newspaper, this is all you need for this particular exercise. What you do is you sit down and find a comfortable position. You breathe up your chakras, reaching a high state of consciousness. Then you come out in an observation, awareness. You feel as if you are looking from your third eye as well as your physical eyes. You give a strong awareness to your third eye and to your physical eyes, and you open your mind for reception. Now, it's important that you do not think, that your mind is open and clear and receptive and present. So concentration on the breath brings us presence, doesn't it? You might even want to say your I Am mantra. Now what you do is you take the newspaper and you open it up randomly to some page. You look at this page for 30 seconds. You close the newspaper, then you write down everything you saw on the page. You will begin to see your power of observation. You can do this same thing with a magazine. Open it up, then close it after 30 seconds, and then write down. Now, do not cheat, because the only one you cheat is yourself. See, the injustice would be your own if you did not adhere to the rule. If you keep this 30-second time interval, you will find that your observation powers will expand and they will speed up, and you will receive a much clearer, quicker, complete picture. You are training your mind. So try this exercise. You will find success. The third step on the path to enlightenment is meditation. Meditation. Oh, beautiful meditation. I'll tell you, meditation was my salvation. Salvaging the stuck attention in my body, in my emotions, in my mind, salvaging them, bringing that power and that light back into my soul, back into my consciousness through meditation. See, meditation is at the heart. If you wish to have psychic abilities, if you wish to have heartful knowledge, if you wish to have healing powers and abilities at the heart, if you wish to have an open heart, an understanding heart, then you must meditate. You will not win this level without meditation. Meditation is merging. Meditation is union. Meditation is understanding. Meditation brings supreme knowledge. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation. Meditation teaches us to be the witness. Meditation teaches us the witness state of our consciousness, how we can become deeper in awareness by seeing clearly through our first witness state. Meditation brings powers of the heart. Meditation brings union. Meditation is the development of psychic abilities. Because you know all psychic power is right here in this room at this moment. What you're doing through meditation is concentrating on it, paying attention, concentrating, observing, and joining with it, merging with it. You know, I'm one with the great healing force and power of the universe, the great unseen healing. I'm one with Christ healing. I'm one with the medicine Buddha. You see, I'm one with the medicine wheel. It's a claiming of acceptance. Meditation teaches you acceptance. One important area of consciousness that meditation opens, which is invaluable to your astral and mental travel, and later your light body travel, is your ability to be a witness, to stay witness, not to be active. Observation is active. But the witness state is a passive, receptive state. It is an open state. It is a present state. Concentrating on your breath. Concentrating on the light moving in your body. Radiating up to God and receiving the light of God about you. Meditation. Meditation cannot be taught. Meditation can be experienced. If there is any thoughts, there is no meditation. If the senses are active, meditation is stolen. If sensations are flowing all about you, meditation is lost. If you are watching colors and lights, and listening to sounds, you have lost meditation. When you are in the presence and God is about you, and you are in God, you are in meditation. When your heart is filled with joy and love and truth and wisdom, you are in meditation. When the purity and perfection of your soul is radiating out from you, you are in meditation. Meditate upon your heart. Meditate upon your soul. meditation. Meditation is a silent state, witness, conscious awareness. It is a silent state of witness in conscious awareness. You become consciously aware. Some people go in, fall asleep, get awake and say, gee, that was a great meditation. I say, what did you experience? I don't know. See, many people don't understand meditation. Some people go to hypnosis, trying to find the way through this eye of the needle. Some try to force their way through the eye of the needle. See, meditation takes three qualities: fixation, concentration, and suggestion. When you do this aggressively, it is self-hypnosis. When you do this passively, it is meditation. When you slip free and merge with God, when you slip free from the illusion of transitory things and merge with the reality of God, this is meditation. It'll be like a moment between two moments, like a breath between two breaths, like a soundless sound between the rhythms of the universe. It'll be like that opening a doorway between the impulses of life into the pure conscious state of God. Meditation, and the goal of meditation, is God. Seek God first, and all other things will be added to you. Seek God first, and all things will be added to you. In meditation, this is the goal. Do not get caught in the haunting sounds and sweet refrains, the smells and fragrances, the lights, and the great beings that you will see. Later, you'll be able to go where you want. Just as you can now in the community you live in. You know your way to the store and back and forth to your work, over to certain people's houses, and you don't even think about it when you go there now. That's the way it will be when you've won meditation. Meditation is the key to calm. If astrophysics is nothing else, it is calm. Calmness. A calm, still beingness. A great peace within your understanding and beyond understanding. The next step on the path to enlightenment is called contemplation. Contemplation at the throat in the color blue. Now, contemplation is for your creative power. See, it's repetition. The guitar player knows that he has to practice long enough to get some calluses on those old fingers so he can play without hurting. I played a cornet and a trumpet once, and I knew I had to blow a lot so my lip would stop hurting. Sometimes I thought I was going to go around like this all of my life, you know, because I was blowing that horn a lot. I was pushing down there, and you couldn't have a mustache. I mean, the air would leak out, you see. I had to practice. When I first began to channel, and I had my harmonium that came from India, I began to channel and play the harmonium, and a beautiful blue light came, and I contemplated the blue light, and music came to me. The I Am Light song and many of the other songs that I sing came out of that light by concentration, by a contemplated effort upon that light. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation gives you a power of one-pointedness. Just as attention controls your physical body and your physical universe, just as concentration controls your emotions and your subconscious mind, just as observation controls your thoughts, your thinking, and your reasoning states, meditation gives you power at the heart, so does contemplation give you power over your higher mind and creative power. The talents in you God has given you will bring you prosperity. If you've been suffering from lack of prosperity, it's because you did not give your talents away. What are you holding back for? Open up and let them go. If you're a singer, sing. If you're a dancer, dance. If you're a writer, write. If you're an artist, paint. If you're a leader, lead. If you're a minister, minister. If you're a counselor, counsel. If you're a healer, heal. But you will use this power of contemplation in any of those efforts. No song was ever written, no dance was ever done without a contemplated effort. No corporation was ever maintained and grew in its manifestation without contemplation, a repetition, putting out that product over and over and over again. Through repetition, you are tuning to a higher harmony within you. Through contemplation, realization of the truth and reality. You want to know the truth? Don't ask me. You must ask yourself. Don't ask someone else. You must ask yourself. You must look in your heart and see what rings true to you. What you have been repeating over and over again. Whatever your mantra has been, that's what you will be. That's what you will become. That's what you are either the beneficiary of or the victim of. Contemplation, japa, doing repetitions of chants, give you an ability, a persistent determination, of succeeding through repetition. Attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious. Now, superconscious states can be practiced. To practice the superconscious state tomorrow, as soon as you wake, be conscious of everything that you can be conscious of at that moment. Be aware of your body, your breath, the bed you're laying on, the room you're in, and let your mind expand out. Be superconscious. Be aware of where you left your clothes and your shoes and your trinkets you may be wearing this day. And the practice book and your meditation place. Look at them all. Look at them all. See them superconsciously. And then when you get up, feel your body movement and your foot touch the floor. Feel the movement of the air past your body and your awareness of your breathing in and out. The awareness of how the light is reflecting on your eyes and the sounds are coming upon the ethers. Be super conscious when you're in the bathroom of brushing your teeth. Brush your teeth and be aware that I'm brushing my teeth. Don't be thinking of some other time or some other place. Don't be thinking of the past. Don't be caught in the repetitions of the past. Don't be caught in the repetitions of the feelings of the past. Don't be caught in the repetitions of the beliefs of the past, the knowledge of the past, the thinking of the past. Be present in all that you're doing. When you put your clothes on, be present to the feeling of the clothes moving over your body. Did you ever watch a little baby when you put a nice soft garment on? They feel good, you see. It should be a treat to you every day to have life in this wonderful gift of human life here upon the planet Earth. Practice your super consciousness. When you're eating, eat. When you're walking, walk. When you're talking, talk. See, some people are talking and trying to think at the same time. They always want to get it up on the other guy. They've got ready what they're going to say before the other guy's finished. And sometimes there are two different conversations going on because neither person is listening to the other person. You see, the super consciousness, you'll begin to have consideration for all life. You will realize your individuality through superconsciousness in your relationship with all other things. Individuality merging with the Supreme. You will find out who you are through your superconscious awareness. Superconscious in your meditations. Superconscious in the practices of your beautiful talents that bring you the prosperity and the abundance of all good things. God has always been concerned about you. He's given you all the tools and all the equipment you need for the greatest success upon the earth. If you find resistance, you're going the wrong way. It's like a fish that swims upstream. If you have resistance, you either remove the obstacles or turn around and go the other way. The next step upon the path to enlightenment is called cosmic consciousness. And this is the last one we'll be discussing tonight, cosmic consciousness. Now, cosmic consciousness means not being conscious of the cosmos. I mean, anyone can say, oh yeah, I'm conscious, there's stars out there, there's planets, there's a cosmos out there someplace. That is called being aware of the universe or being conscious of the cosmos. But to be cosmic conscious means to look from that point of view. Look from the moon to the earth and then look at your problems. Look at the world's problems. I mean, there's a great gap there, isn't there? When you put things in cosmic perspective, you can't look at the earth without seeing the whole earth from the moon. And all the people that's on that side. And all the substance that has been created there. See, everything comes within your view. You can look from the solar point of view and see not only how you directly reflect upon the earth, but also how you get reflections of light from the moon on the earth. And now you will have the brighter light by day and the more subtle light by night. And you will see both sides of the earth as the light radiates, as you have the solar point of view. And every object that the light radiates off of, you will have that consciousness too, of every planet, of the asteroids, of all the gases, of the solar winds that are moving through the universe. You'll become aware of all these things. It's even greater than that. For this universe is 40 billion light years across. Cosmic consciousness, universal consciousness, master consciousness. You had the power of the universe to focus here upon your life, here on earth. Would this not be a great power? If you could only understand this unity, this oneness with allness, you would know what Christ knew. You would know what Buddha knew. You'd know what Krishna knew, what Muhammad knew, what all the great saints and masters and holy beings from the beginning of time to the present has known. The power of the universe, that which is in you, is greater than that which is in the world. Many a time I've gone and laid on the edge of the atmosphere of this planet, laying there, looking down at the earth. I remember one time praying, I said, I wonder how the jet stream, let me get it out there, how the jet stream was created. So I was in Hawaii at the time, so I had to go up from Hawaii, and I could see the west coast of the United States, and I could see the west coast of South America, and that from my point of view. And I could also see over the Himalayas and Japan and the coast along Asia and that area over there. And I noticed something, because I was also aware of the atmosphere of the planet and the clouds and the substance within the atmosphere. And I noticed that the mountains were stirring the sky. I noticed that the ball of the earth was moving faster than the atmosphere about it. So as I looked down from this cosmic point of view, just on the edge of the earth, back to the earth, I was able to see. I was able to see how the mountains stir the sky and how certain winds are created. This earth is wobbling on its axis. It's rotating on its axis. It is also orbiting around the sun in an elliptical orbit. The sun is moving and this whole universe is spiraling through in this great cosmos. This great cosmos is moving at 640,000 miles per second into virgin, pure consciousness, open space, prepared by God for your experiences. God has done it all. Let go and let God. That's the cosmic point of view. It doesn't get focused on any limitations of the physical body, the emotions, or the mind, even on the intelligence and knowledge that you have. It's not limited by creative power. It is not limited by super consciousness, for it is not only conscious of all these things, but is aware, I am that, that you are all these things. You will feel the planets turn within you. You will hear the music of the spheres in cosmic conscious state. You will feel the oneness and the unity with God. Like a drop in the ocean, like a breath upon the breeze, you are one again in the ocean of God consciousness. You're free. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you all live and move and have your being in the light. Master consciousness, Christ consciousness, Spirit consciousness, God consciousness. We'll talk about these again. Good study, attention, concentration, observation, meditation, contemplation, superconscious, cosmic conscious. The path to enlightenment, your fourth tool, a most important tool for your progress on the spiritual path. Take each aspect of it and practice it this week. Thank you. Blessings of life.